Since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章，一到二节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的负担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we continue to worship you now.
天父，我们来继续的敬拜你。
Would you open up our hearts to you?
请打开我们的心，让我们跟你同在。
Would your spirit speak through me and through your word?
请让你的圣灵借着我的口向大家讲话。
So that we might be changed.
然后改变我们的心。
And that you might be worshipped.
然后也对你完成对你的敬拜。
May your power be perfected in my weaknesses now.
希望你的大能能够遮盖我的弱点。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So let me start with a question for you this afternoon.
那么今天让我开始的时候向大家问一个问题。
How would you describe the season of life that you're in right now?
现在大家在自己的生命当中是处于什么样的季节呢？
Would you say that it is busy?
如果说你说现在繁忙碌吗？
Is it hard or challenging?
或者是说非常艰难，或者遇到各种挑战。
Maybe there's much uncertainty.
也许有各种各样的不确定的事情。
Or maybe it's just a great season.
也许就是现在是一帆风顺，没什么事情。
But any season requires another question.
但是无论在什么样的时节呢，都是需要问另外一个问题。
Where do I focus my attention in any season?
就是我的注意力，我的焦点应该放在什么地方上？
Or right now, what is your focus in your current season of life?
就是在我们对于每个人来说，我们现在心中的焦点，或者是说我们的眼睛要放在什么地方上。
And as we receive encouragement in Hebrews 12,
那么这个希伯来书十二章给了我们很多这个激励的言语话。
The author says we are to fix our eyes on Jesus.
这个作者呢告诉我们应该定睛在耶稣身上。
And so I hope today we can leave with a picture of who Jesus is.
所以呢，我让今天呢，希望通过我今天的讲道，让大家思想这个耶稣的形象。
We're going to focus on the power of Jesus.
我们会来讲这个手中有无限神力的耶稣。
And the meekness of Jesus.
然后心存温柔怜悯的耶稣。
But before we get into that, I'd like for you to look at the text with me.
那么在那之前呢，想让大家来跟我一起来看一下这个文字。
And let me just share a few observations with you from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
那么我想跟大家分享几点关于希伯来书这段经文的我的感想。
The first thing that we see in the passage is we have a great cloud of witnesses.
那么最开始我们在经文当中说了有这个许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
So it's actually point number two on the PowerPoint.
那么是在这个环能篇当中的这个第二点。
But there's a connection to Hebrews chapter 11.
那么这个呢是和希伯来书第十一章所相连的。
Sometimes that's called the Hall of Faith.
就是说这个是
like Hall of Fame for faithful people in the Bible.
那么就是说对有信心的人呢是有这个记录的。
There's these great men and women of the faith mentioned in the previous chapter.
那么在之前的章节当中呢，有很多有很大信心的人，在这个经文当中有所提及。
But here in chapter 12, there's a connection to the previous chapter.
那么现在在这个十二章里面呢，就是有联系到前面章节的一些内容。
As great and amazing as those people were in chapter 11.
那么不管这个十一章当中所提到的这个有信心的人是多么的神奇和伟大。
There is someone greater in chapter 12.
那么总有一个人呢，在这个十二章当中要比他们所有的人都伟大。
It's Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
那么就是耶稣，耶稣既是我们信心的所依附的人，而且呢，也是我们所信靠的。
He had better faith.
他有更好的，有更强的这个信心。
And he himself was the fulfillment of their faith.
他也是实践他信心的这个本体。
And also, we can think of the cloud of witnesses in another way.
或者说，我们可以用另外一种方式来去理解这个云彩般的证人是什么。
We also have witnesses to God's grace and His love among us here today.
我们当中每一个人呢，都对神的恩典和救恩都有所见证和自己的经历。
It's one of the reasons we gather together corporately, not individually.
那么这就是我们聚在一起一同团结，而不是每一个人来去向神敬拜的原因。
To encourage one another.
我们是来相互鼓励和激励的。
But again, Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那么但是呢，耶稣呢是我们信心的这个所托付的中心，也是我们信心的这个持续下去的力量。
So he is the focal point.
所以这就是焦点。
The last observation I want to make is this.
那么下一点我的分享是这样的。
Is that we are to throw off sin and distraction.
那么我们可以来抛开罪的干扰。
We're to throw these things off. Throw them off of us.
就是抛开，要从我们把我们自身从这个罪和干扰当中分离开来。
Run away from them as fast as we can.
然后就是说能尽快的和这个与罪和干扰能够分别出来。
But there's two things mentioned here.
有两个事情。这里面需要提一下。
One is the hindrances, or some translations say distractions.
Yeah, 有些的翻译说叫distraction.
Yeah, and so some of those things can be not necessarily sinful things, but things that might keep us from looking to Jesus.
那么这些事情呢，就是说本身并不是一定是这个充满罪的，但是呢，它吸引了我们的注意力，让我们。把这个本来应该放在其他地方的注意力吸引了过去。
Those could be rules.
这个是包括 rules, R-U-L-E, like rules.
Those could be dreams that we have.
可以，也许是我们心中的这个梦想。
Those could be possessions.
也许是我们所有的东西。
There are so many things that can distract us.
那么像就是说分散我们注意力的东西是有很多了。
But we also, it mentions in Hebrews 12, also the sin that we are to throw off.
那么在当中最重要的一点呢，就是说希伯来书十二章当中所提及的这个罪，我们也是需要从中抽出来。
And just a reminder that sin weighs us down.
那么这个罪呢，总是想要把我们拉进去。
Guilt and shame will definitely distract us.
这个罪恶感和这个羞耻心就是当中的一部分。
But of course, the good news is the gospel.
那么福音呢？是一个非常好的消息。
It allows us to be forgiven.
那么让我们得到赦免。
But it also allows us to run freely to Jesus.
也让我们自由的去奔向主耶稣。
So that's just a quick introduction to the passage. But what I want to focus on today is the picture of Jesus.
那么上面呢，就是对今天这个。的内容的大概的介绍。那么下面呢，我们来专注的看一下这个耶稣的形象。
Where are we fixing our eyes?
我们把我定睛在什么地方
？And what does that Jesus look like?
那么耶稣的形象到底看起来是什么样的
？Right here in the passage, we have a description.
那么在这个经文当中是有这个描述的。
He's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
他是我们信心的这个先锋和我们信心的这个完善。
He is the one because of his great love joyfully endured the cross.
那他呢，就是说心甘情愿的死在十字架上。
He's the one who persevered to the end.
他是把信心坚持到最后的一个人。
Instead of giving up or exercising a different way of salvation.
他并没有放弃，也没有把这个救恩的这方式进行了转，也没有任何的改变。
He carried out God's plan to redeem and restore.
他完忠心完整地执行了神来救赎我们的计划。
To extend His love to any who would receive Him.
把他的爱呢，通过他对我们的救恩呢，分散给了我们每一个人。
And He did that by enduring the cross.
他是通过在十字架上受难受死来实现这个。
And the last picture we see of Jesus in this passage.Is him sitting at the right hand of God.
那么这个经文当中也说，耶稣呢也是在天父右边，坐在天父右边的。
So let's think right now of looking at photographs.
那么现在呢，我就让大家想象一下，就仿佛你站在一个照片的前面。
These are like looking at pictures of the family from a fun trip that you had.
举这样一个例子吧，就好像大家家人和家人去旅行的这么一张照片。
These are snapshots of Jesus. You mean a photograph of Jesus.
就好像捕捉这些瞬间一样，这张照片呢，也可以是就是说，耶稣的一个照片。
So the first one we'll look at today is the powerful Jesus.
那么今天我们首先要看就是说耶稣手中的神力。
Again, in our text, it says that he is the pioneer of our faith.
那么首先呢耶稣是我们信心的先锋。
What does pioneer mean?
先锋是什么意思呢?
Some translations say author of our faith.
那么有些翻译呢说耶稣是我们这个信心的这个始作俑者。
And that's right, because he is Alpha and Omega.
那是因为他既是开始也是终结。
He started everything.
他开始他把一切都始于他的手中。
He knew his story of salvation before he made the world.
他在创世之前呢，他就知道这个救赎的计划是什么。
Just yesterday, we had a campus ministry event for international students.
那么昨天呢，我们在校园当中呢，举行了一个对国际学生的这么一个活动。
And it reminded me that we have been doing this for about 8 years now.
那么这一次是第八年了，我们举行这样的活动。
Started a ministry here at IUPUI among international students.
在八年当中我们都是在 IUPUI 对这个国际学生进行这样的活动的。
But I was reminded that Jesus is the author of that ministry.
那么看到这处经文的时候就想这个对国际学生的这个活动的始作俑者呢其实是耶稣。
He is the pioneer of that ministry. It's by his power.
他就是这个传福音这个活动的这个先锋。
But also we see Jesus is the perfecter of our faith.
那么耶稣呢也是我们信心的这么一个完善者。
So not only did he start it, he perfected it.
他不仅是这个信心的始作俑者，而且呢他还要把它完善，精益求精，最后达到完美。
And again, we think of all the heroes mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
那么我们可以再回想一下在希伯来书十一章当中提到的这些英雄和有信心的人。
He was greater.
他比这些人都更加伟大。
His humanity was perfect.
他的人性是完美的。
He didn't sin.
他没有犯任何的罪。
And he made the perfect once and for all sacrifice on the cross.
他一次的完整的而完美的进行对我们进行了救赎。
In fact, at the end of his life, he said, "It is finished."
他在上十字架最后成功的时候，他说了一句话，说成了。
He appeased the Father's wrath. He pleased the Father.
他就是实现了天父的心意，而且讨天父的喜悦。
And then he walked out of a grave 3 days later.
三天之后，他从坟中走出。
Talk about power. That's a lot of power.
对我们大家都想知道神力，那么这个是神力的一个非常大的一个展现。
He's the only one who can overcome death.
他是一个唯一征服死亡的人。
And he gives us hope for the resurrection.
而且又给了我们重生的希望。
And then we see at the end of our passage that he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
那么在这个文章的最后呢，我们可以看到他就是坐在天父右手边。
He took his position right next to the Father.
他的位置。就是坐在天父的旁边。
He is God.
他就是神。
He is exalted.
他就是完全的。
And I hope this encourages you today.
我希望这个这段经文能激励大家。
Because he has the power to heal cancer.
他有比如说治愈癌症的能力。
He has the power to free from addiction.
他有从比这个成瘾的瘾性中来把人救出来的能力。
He has the power to restore joy when we are depressed.
他在我们伤心的时候能恢复我们心中的喜乐。
Think about just a few things that Jesus did in the New Testament.
让大家来想几个在新约当中耶稣所行的神迹。
He made blind people see.
他让瞎子看见。
He turned water into wine.
他把水变成了酒。
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
他把拉撒路从死中救复活。
He cast out demons.
他赶鬼。
He was there when the oceans and the land masses were formed.
他是在陆地和海洋都形成的时候，他就在那边。
And he overcame death.
而且他征服了死亡。
So in Hebrews and the rest of the Bible, Jesus is described as powerful.
所以在希伯来书中描述耶稣是非常有神力的。
And in our churches today, we sing of his power.
在我们今天的教会当中我们也见证了很多耶稣的神力。
So I want to affirm that that is true and that that gives us hope.
所以我想肯向大家确定这些都是真的，而且呢，这些给我们很多希望。
But I wonder if we only think sometimes about his power. I wonder if we think too much about his power.
有的时候我有点担心我们就是说太专注于在耶稣的神力上面。
And maybe we don't think about his other attributes.
然后我们就忽略了耶稣其他的特性。
So today I want to spend some time talking about his meekness.
那么今天现在呢，我们花一些时间来讲一下耶稣的这个心里的温柔和怜悯。
Church, I'd really like for you to think of a question now.
我现在希望大家能够来去思想一个问题。
And you can close your eyes if you want to.
如果你愿意的话，可以闭上眼睛。
What is your picture of Jesus?
你心中耶稣的形象是什么样子的？
If someone asked you to draw a picture, what would he look like?
如果有人让你画一幅耶稣的像，你会画成什么样子的？
You see, some of us have wrong or incomplete pictures of Jesus.
我们有些人不免在心中对耶稣的形象呢是不完全的，或者是甚至是错误。
Sometimes we see a Jesus with a pointed finger at us.
经常有些人，我们心中会想，耶稣啊，用他的手指指着我们
，angry at us，
是非常愤怒的指着我们。
We have a picture of a vindictive Jesus. He's going to get us.
我甚至呢是心中在想，耶稣要不要来抓我
？For some of us, that's our picture of Jesus.
对于我们心中有些人呢，这个耶稣的形象是这样的。
For others, we might imagine Jesus in another way.
有我们其他的一些人心中可能是另外一幅景象。
He's our genie in a bottle. A genie, like a lamp. A genie comes out of a lamp.
Genie in a bottle?
Yeah, a genie. Do you know what a genie is?
Definitely not journey, right? It's genie.
No, yeah, genie. G-N-E, yeah. Right?Some type of wizard or someone who can grant us wishes.
就好像阿拉丁神灯里面那个神，就是说出来的那个神一样。
Ivan's great. He does such an amazing job up here. Sorry to trip you up. A Jesus who, whenever we need something, he's just going to give us what we need.
Yeah, 就好像是我们求神拜佛一样哈，就是说心中想什么，这个就给我们什么那个神。
Or when I get really desperate, I'm going to cry out to him.
有的时候甚至我们非常绝望有的时候甚至非常焦急的就想要这个东西。
Yeah, when I put myself in a situation and I need help, he'll come to the rescue.
在我心中想就是说无论如何我什么时候想要任何帮助的时候这个耶稣就会出来帮我。
So it makes us ask, what is the picture of Jesus that we get from the Bible?
既然我们有这么不同的这个心中的印象，那么耶稣呢，实际上到底应该是什么样子的呢？
There's many pictures, but I want us to look at a picture in Philippians 2.
每个人心中形象都不一样，但是呢，我想让大家看一段经文，就是腓立比书二章。
So Philippians chapter 2 is another text we're going to look at today.
对，那么腓立比书二章呢，是我们今天要看的第二段经文。
And I'll read it in English first. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity, and when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name.
Okay. 腓立比书二章五到九节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So again, this is not the complete picture of Jesus.
那么这段经文呢，也不是可以讲说是耶稣的这个完全完美的这种写照。
It's a very important picture of Jesus.
但是呢，是耶稣所有的形象的写照当中最重要的。
And if I was to describe this picture from Philippians 2,
哎，那么如果说我要依照这段经文来画一个耶稣的形象的话呢？
I would label this picture meek.
哎，那么我会给这个 picture 的名字就叫这个就叫 meek， 就是说就是柔和。
And so I want to talk just a minute about what's the difference between meekness and humility.
那么这个柔和呢，和这个卑微呢，究竟有什么区别呢？
Many of us think of humility.
哎，我们大家都想卑微这个词，我们经常听到哈。
I should not brag about my accomplishments.
哎，我们不应该为自己的这个成就所自夸。
I need to stay humble.
我应该谦虚。
Or I need to be teachable.
或者说我应该虚心求教。
All those definitions are true and important.
那么这些描述呢，都是正确的，而且呢也很重要。
But I believe meekness is just a little bit different.
那么这个柔和呢，跟这些呢稍微有点不一样。
And it points to the very heart of Jesus Christ.
那么这个呢，就显出了耶稣心中啊最重要的一种特性。
So let me give you two definitions.
让我给你就是说让我们跟大家分享两种定义。
The first definition is power under control.
那么第一种定义呢，就是说是对神力的一种掌控。
This is at the very heart of Christ.
这个是在心中主耶稣心中最中心的一个部分。
You don't need to turn there, but in Matthew 11:29, Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart.
在马太福音当中呢，主耶稣说，我是心存柔和谦卑的。
Meek and lowly in heart.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is the only place in the Bible where Jesus describes his own heart.
这个是圣经当中啊唯一一个主耶稣形容他内心状态的这么一处经文。
So he gives us the description of meek and lowly.
哎，那么就给了我们这个柔和和谦卑的这么一个定义。
So he says it.
他说了这个定义。
But he also shows it.
而且呢，他把这个定义啊，就是说言传身教也。做给我们看。
He is the God of the universe who was born in a manger.
他是全宇宙的神，但是他生在马槽里面。
He went through infancy.
Being
a baby.
所以他也是一个自幼成长，他也经历了自幼成长的。
He went through childhood.
他也曾经是一个小孩子。
He had human emotions.
他也有人的这种情感。
He got hungry.
他也会肚子饿。
He had disappointments.
他也会失望的。
Emotions.
也有不同的这种经历，情感的经历。
Death of friends and family.
也经历过朋友和家人的死。
And these were all things that Jesus could have avoided.
其实作为神呢，这些他都可以一手抹去的，在他的人生当中。
He could have saved us a different way.
他可以完全可以用另外一种形式来拯救我们。
He could have just showed his power.
他可以直接就利用他的神力，直接用他的神的力量。
And accomplished salvation in some powerful way.
就可以实现他所想要的任何目的。
But he showed meekness and aligning with the Father's plan.
但是呢，他没有那样做，他是给我们展现了他柔和谦卑的心，完美的执行了父神的心意。
So let's look at the second definition of meekness.
那么我们现在来看柔和的第二个定义。
Meekness is not needing to be right.
那么这个柔和谦卑、柔和的心呢？另外一种定义呢，也是说不被礼法所局限。
Think about Jesus' interactions with people.
我们大家想一下，福音书当中这个主耶稣和周围的人的这种互动的情形。
The woman at the well is a great example.
这个撒玛利亚井边的女人就是这么一个例子。
Jesus asked questions.
耶稣问了一些问题。
He was patient with people's responses.
他对人的这个反应呢是非常有耐心的。
Instead of just exerting his knowledge and his wisdom.
他并没有说直接的就去展现他的这种智慧和知识。
He could have just said, "Listen, you are wrong."
他完全可以说你听我说啊，你是错的。
But instead, he allowed others to learn and be developed in their conversations with him.
但是他没有这样做，他让人在跟他的对话当中，自己去领悟、学习和成长。
Think about how many times Jesus did not preach a sermon.
我们想一想，什么时候耶稣并没有去直接的去讲道。
And when Jesus was on trial, he stayed quiet.
那么当耶稣在审他的过程当中呢，耶稣基本上是沉默不言的。
He could have proven himself innocent.
他完全可以开口自己证明自己的清白。
But he had his power under control.
但是呢，他却完全的就是说抑制了说自己的这种神力。
And for the purpose of salvation, he didn't need to be right.
为了实现救恩的这种这个任务呢，他并没有这样，并没有直接把他的神力展现。
So it might be helpful for you to think about how has God shown meekness to me?
也许我们大家想一下，神是如何向我们展现神的这个柔和谦卑的这种特性呢？对我们会有所帮助。
I think patience flows out of Jesus' meekness.
那么耶稣通过他柔和的特性呢，来展现他无比的耐心。
Can you think of all the ways that he has been patient with you?
大家能想象到耶稣现在对我们是有多么的耐心吗？
Instead of dramatically ripping your idols away from you,
耶稣并没有上来直接粗暴的就把我们所崇拜的偶像拿去。
How he gently came alongside you.
但是呢，他却来到了我们的身边。
And maybe said something like, "Brother, sister, this is not going to satisfy you."
在我们在时时刻刻在我们的心中，给我们他的话语，就是说这些是并不是能给我们心里带来满足的。
Instead of making us experience all the consequences for our sin.
他并没有说把这个罪的这个严重的后果直接就马上立即带给我们。
He gently convicted you.
他就是心存柔和的来逐渐的来改变我们的心。
Saved your marriage.
挽救了我们的婚姻。
Your relationships.
挽救了我们与他人的关系。
Maybe even saved your reputation.
也甚至是挽救了我们这个名誉。
When really he has the power to take it all away.
但是呢其实呢，他本来是有这个能力把这些一下子全都拿走。
How about those times when we are slow to obey?
让我们想一想自己并没有立即去顺服耶稣的时候。
How he waited for years and years.
他等了一年又一年。
For our hearts to finally change.
等到我们的心终于改变了。
And to obey him.
来去顺服他。
And to obey him for the right reasons.
而且是因为正确的这个原因和理由去顺服的。
Meekness is at the heart of the gospel message.
那柔和谦卑就是福音书当中的最一个核心的这么一个信息。
Instead of giving people what they deserve,
并不是说立即把这个审判的结果或者是这种不好的结果落到这个罪人的身上。
Jesus came to us in the most humble condition.
而是化身为人，取了谦卑的样式来到我们的身边。
Was born as a baby.
作为一个小婴儿出生。
He endured the horrible human condition.
他走了人生当中非常艰难的路。
And was willing to submit himself to taking the punishment.
而且呢，是时时刻刻都愿意让自己呢成为这个受罚的对象。
He controlled his power.
他抑制了自己本来有的神力。
Allowed himself to be beaten.
让自己呢被鞭打。
Publicly humiliated.
被公众在公众场合被公众的羞辱。
And ultimately he hung on a cross.
但最后呢被钉在了十字架上。
And what we realize is this.
那我们在这当中呢所能看到的是这样。
That whole time his power was right there with him.
在他这个整个过程当中呢他的神力呢其实是一直在他里面。
It was just under control.
只不过是他没有把这些神力直接的释放出来。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
So how do we respond to such a powerful and meek Jesus?
那么对耶稣的谦卑柔和应当如何回应呢？
And that brings me to the last point.
那么这个就是我们下一个要分享的内容。
Jesus was missional.
耶稣呢是身带使命的。
And he calls us to live missionally as well.
那耶稣呢也是让我们带着他的使命来去走我们生命的历程。
Last year when I was here, I preached on the Great Commission.
那么去年我在这里讲到的时候，我讲的是大使命。
To go and make disciples of all nations.
去让万国在万国当中去兴起使徒。
That's his mission for us.
那是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
So in our time remaining, I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you.
在最后的时间当中我想跟大家再分享几点。
This is an encouragement that I use with our staff team on campus.
那么跟我的这个一起工作的同事呢经常会从这段经文当中得到很多的鼓励。
To be on mission and live out our call.
那么就是说在生命当中呢回应主对我们的召唤然后身带使命的去走我们的生命历程。
So this is an English acronym based on four words.
那么这个呢是这个英语当中的一个头字母的这么一个词语。
So the first word is call.
第一个字母呢就是呼召，就是 call.
So our calling as navigators is to know Christ.
那我们的呼召呢就是说作为导航会就是应该去认识主耶稣。
To make him known.
也让大家都知道主耶稣。
And help others do the same.
而且呢，来帮助大家呢，如何来传播，更多的让所有的人都知道主耶稣。
And we find that calling in the Great Commission.
那我们在这个大使命当中呢，也得到了这样的呼召。
But the first part is to know Christ.
但是这里面第一步呢，就是知道主耶稣。
So I want to encourage you to know Jesus for who He really is.
所以呢，我希望大家呢，能够专心的去真正的去知道，主耶稣是什么样的人。
Not a picture of Jesus where he's angry at you, pointing his finger.
并不要在心中描绘一束主耶稣对你发怒的这么一个形象。
The gentle and meek Jesus who loves you.
而是应该看到主耶稣心中的谦卑柔和。
So study that and drink that in.
在思想体会这方面的这个主耶稣的特性。
The next is to abide.
那么第二点呢，就是长存。
John 15:5.
约翰福音十五章五节
Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If you stay close to Jesus, you will bear fruit.
如果你经常与主耶稣同在的话，那么一定会经常结果子。
This is how we can fix our eyes on Jesus.
这个就是我们为什么能定睛在主耶稣身上的原因。
Stay connected to him.
经常与主耶稣同在。
In prayer.
经常祷告。
In Bible reading.
经常读经。
In fellowship with one another.
经常团契。
The next encouragement is to love.
那么下一个鼓励的内容就是去相爱。
In John 13:34 and 35, Jesus gives a new command. He says, "Love one another, just as I have loved you, so you also ought to have love for one another. By this, all men will know that I'm your disciples, if you have love for one another."
约翰福音十三章三十四节到三十五节，主耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So that means we're to have the same attitude with one another that Jesus has with us.
那么就是说，主耶稣怎样对我们，我们也要彼此怎样对对方。
Show meekness to one another.
对对方，谦卑柔和。
Have your power under control.
去抑制自己的这种能力。
You don't have to be right.
你不需要万事都是正确的。
And then lastly, to labor. The last word is labor.
那么最后一个关键词呢，就是侍奉。
First Corinthians 15:58 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
哥林顿前书十五章五十八节。保罗说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
God gives us strength to keep going.
神让我们在生命历程中前行的给了我们生命历程中前行的力量。
And we know that our work for him and our work in him is not in vain.
神也知道，神会纪念我们为神所做的工。
Because Jesus is alive.
因为耶稣就在我们身边。
He's risen.
他复活了。
This is our calling for our campus work.
这是对大家在校园侍奉方面的呼召。
But this is our calling for life as well.
这也是在大家生命历程当中的一种呼召。
No matter what season you are in,
不管你在生命当中是处于这个什么样的状态。
Know Jesus.
知道主耶稣。
Know his, not just his power.
不仅知道他的神力
but know his meekness as well.
也知道他柔和谦卑的心
Live out your calling.
去回应你的呼召
Abide in Jesus.
与主耶稣同在
Love each other well.
彼此相爱
And labor wholeheartedly.
而且全心侍奉
And with all of that, we have to fix our eyes on Christ.
这样我们就能定睛在主耶稣身上。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for Jesus.
父神，我们感谢你赐主耶稣给我们。
We thank you that he's the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们也感谢你，让他成了我们信心的始作俑者和完善者。
We thank you for his power.
感谢你把他的神力，通过他把神力带给我们。
But we also thank you that he's gentle and meek.
我们也感恩他是柔和谦卑的。
Help us receive his love.
这样能帮助我们能够接受更多的他的爱。
So that we might be changed.
这样能改变我们的心。
And live for him.
而且为他而活。
We need your help in this.
请帮助我们。
So we invite you to work in our lives.
我们请你进到我们生命当中。
So that we might see Christ in all his glory.
所以进到我们生命当中来见证主耶稣所有的荣耀。
And experience the joy of abundant life.
从中也感受到喜乐和丰盛的生命。
And that you might be glorified.
而且也来荣耀你。
And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。